Once Upon a Tune.
There's a land where the young in heart can dream their dreams forever. Set a course on your fancy's chart, and let's go there together.
The Columbia Workshop presents something new in American radio. Once Upon a Tune. This is a program for all the young in heart, no matter what their age may be. The fifth chapter in Columbia's book of radio cartoons is One of Our Bongs is Missing, a tale told in the words and lyrics of Ray Darby, set to the lilting tunes composed and conducted by Morris Cerdan. And now for the time. Do you own a tick-tock watch? If you're one of those lucky, lucky people who schedule their day by the infallible tick of a tick-tock, you won't need to check with a gong. If not, why don't you look over the strikingly beautiful display of tick-tock watches at your jeweler's today? Remember, it's tick-tock all the time. The sound of the gong will indicate exactly 6:17 p.m. tick-tock time. Would you give us that time signal again, please? Oh, I thought so. Ladies and gentlemen, your indulgence, please. We seem to have lost the last note. A bong of the gong is missing.
One of our bongs is missing. Failed to appear tonight through the courtesy of the Tick-Tock Co., whose time is always right. Where is the bong that disappeared? Why did he fail to sound? In what strange nook of a stranger world can the missing bong be found? Oh, the timely folk of the Tick-Tock Co. would certainly like to know why the final bong of their evening plug has utterly failed to show. Is he riding the crest of a sound wave high in the stratosphere? Did he sleep too late or eat too much or partake of too much cheer? Is he pitching woo with a cute blonde cloud while the moon pretends to be deaf? Did he slip on a chunk of heavenly ice and fracture his treble clef? Now listen, listeners, carefully. You're privileged tonight to hear the song of the minus bong and to follow his course in flight.
Here I am. Sure, I'm missing. Well, so would you be if you had to tintinnabulate nightly for the edification of a boss with less imagination than one of his own clerks. How would you like to work for a bunch of watchers like that Tick-Tock outfit? Monotonous? Boring? Brother, you can say that again. Now, I'm a bong with ingenuity. I hate routine. I'm a freelance at heart, see? So what do? I fool the boys. I step out on another wavelength for a change. Why not? Life's too short to waste it wandering around one little patch of atmosphere. So here I am, 25 kilocycles off course, carefree, happy, and raring to go!
Now, how about it, fella, when you're going home at night? Do you always take the same old path, the same turn to the right? Do you always lock the same old door and smoke the same old pipe? There isn't any fun in always running true to type.
There ought to be an eight-day week for people in a rut. 'Cause everyone who's mild and meek would love a chance to strut. There ought to be an extra day to do the things you like when all your inhibitions may go on a hunger strike.
So how about it, fella? Are you tired of scrambled eggs? Of hanging up your hat and coat upon the same old pegs? Why not become a character apart from what you seem? And let's revise the calendar. Well, anyone can dream.
There ought to be an eight-day week for people in a rut. 'Cause everyone who's mild and meek would love a chance to strut. There ought to be an extra day to do the things you like when all your inhibitions may go on a hunger strike.
ought to be an 8-day week.
There ought to be an 8-day week.
A week, a week,
a week, a week, a week.
You'll see the bong if you look real hard. A pale unearthly light, a gleam of fire, a streak of flame, a will-o'-the-wisp in flight. He's searching through the city streets for something new to do, and now he's found it. Now he darts up Price Fight Avenue. While the timely folk of the Tick-Tock Co. are looking very grim, their missing bong has a ringside seat for the bouts at the East Side Gym.
Smack on the button!
Of course, got him.
Let me see you shake that one off, killer. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hey!
The referee wears a startled look. The fans' disgust will grow, for the round that's just been ended had a minute more to go.
But the bong is laughing up his sleeve as all the eyebrows lift. And the battered pug on the canvas floor is saved for another shift.
Oh, I love it. I haven't had so much fun since my Uncle Joe broke his leg. Now, let's see. What'll I do next?
At radio station PDQ, they're having a little quiz. And the man who asks the questions is the redoubtable Dr. Wiz.
Number nine's next. Where's number nine? Oh, here we are. A young lady and a very charming young lady, if I may say so. May I say so? Thank you. And what's your name, please?
Isabella.
Isabella. Isabella who?
Isabel.
I beg your pardon? Oh, Smith. Well, Miss Smith, here's your question. Come now, time's a-wasting. That's it. Just reach into the package of delicious crinkly crispets and draw out a slip of paper. That's it.
Contestant number nine is cold as she eyes the beaming doc. She licks her lips in a vain attempt to beat the racing clock. 500 crisp new dollar bills await her right reply. But number nine is trembling as the seconds flutter by.
10 seconds to go. Oh, come now, number nine. Don't be bashful. Are you bashful? I believe you are. Remember, $500 is a lot of money. Am I making you nervous? All you have to do is name the capital of Mesopotamia. What's that? No, I'm afraid you haven't got it. Think, Miss Jones. 5 seconds to go. You'll have to speak a little louder. Speak right here, right into the mic. That's it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
Chum. Sound that gong.
The gong.
Nothing.
What's that?
Nothing.
Well, well, the little lady got it after all. Here's your $500, Miss Baker. Whatever you've said is quite correct. It's the capital of Upper Mongolia. Goodbye, and thanks, Mr.
Charlie, what happened to that gong?
But Dr. Wiz in the audience will probably never know that number nine was rescued by a single well-placed blow.
I socked that gong in the button, folks. No wonder it couldn't sound. Now, wasn't it lucky for number nine that I happened to drop around?
With the blinding speed of light, the bong skims in the evening sky, a gleeful note from a tonal world with mischief in his eye. He strums a tune on the startled moon. Plays piccolo on the stars. He taps the points of the northern lights. And blows the trumpet of Mars.
Feeling mighty gay, got my biggest wings unfurled, so get in there and play.
Swing, you distant planets, swing, you stars above. By the time you began it, it's the music that I love.
Swing, you distant planets, swing, you stars above.
By the time you began it, it's the music that I love.
Then, tiring of such celestial fun, the Bong sails back to Earth in search of something else to do. Some novel source of mirth.
Boy, am I having fun. I haven't had such a good time since that announcer missed me and hit his own thumb. Ah, this is the life. Free as a breeze, happy as a lark.
Carnegie Hall has a symphony, an opus magnifique. The soulful, skilled musicians apply their best technique. Within the hall, the audience sits breathless, hushed and still. The clarinetist rises to tongue a solo trill.
I was a little hoarse on that last one.
The maestro on his podium receives a mortal wound. He stands there, pale and frozen, like a figure that's cartooned. The maestro's baton flashes down. The opus dies upon a slab of silence, ghastly as the cold gray light of dawn. Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart are turning in their graves. They squirm with shame. Vermilion tints sweep over them in waves. But the little Bong that lately came from TikTok Watches, Inc., is laughing at the startled throng. He says,
"The masters are slightly odoriferous to me."
Such vandalism often marks the course of creatures who are suddenly bestowed by fate with nothing much to do. And having none to answer to, they go their flippant way, till fate once more steps in to ask inevitable pay. Now, in the inner sanctum of their high command supreme, the best brains of the TikTok Co. were working on a scheme.
We've got to locate that confounded Bong and put an end to all this nonsense, R.J.
My sentiments exactly, J.B.
Butting in on radio programs, stopping fights and symphony concerts, it's giving TikTok a bad name.
Besides, this is a terrible time to walk out on us. Try and get a good brass Bong these days.
Well, I was checking up on the rating for our time signal this morning, R.J.
Yeah?
It's dropped from 0.003 to 0.001 since that Bong left us.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, people are saying our time signal is a fake. It's not complete.
Can't say I blame them, J.B.
We've got to do something. We've got to find that Bong and get it back on the air.
Yes, but how? I suppose we could lay sound traps for it on all the wavelengths.
No, too expensive.
We might appeal to its better nature.
Oh, don't be foolish. It doesn't even speak our language.
Well, there are other ways. In fact, J.B., I think I'm getting an idea.
Good. Let's have it.
Not yet. Wait till I make a call. Miss Jones, I want you to send in Glint Whistle of our research department. Have him come up right away. Yes. The more I think of it, the more I believe I've got the answer. We'll know very soon, J.B.
The wayward Bong went happily about his life of crime, completely overlooking the significance of time. He had no inhibitions. He was just as like as not to turn up on a Sunday with choir practice, waxing hot.
I think you should have me do the solo tonight. I'm next.
Now, choir, we will begin our practice for the service this evening. Remember, softly at first. Then we build up to the crescendo and diminuendo fortissimo to the allegro. Ready? Brother Johnson, will you please sound the note? Brother Johnson, that's not the right note. Brother Johnson, that's still not the right note. Brother Johnson, Brother Johnson!
By imitating seven bells, Bong sent a crew on deck an hour before their watch was due. They made the ship a wreck. The kids at Corner Public School went scrambling home pell-mell on hearing what they all assumed to be the closing bell. Miss Susie Pringle tumbled off her bike at Main and Parr in fright at what she took to be a clanging trolley car. Bong broke up some conferences of bigwigs in the news, and once he woke the president from a short but well-earned snooze. He caused a mess of mischief that was heard from coast to coast, and someone wrote his story for the Saturday Evening Post. But one night, feeling lonely, he joined a kilowatt and wandered down a sound wave to the old familiar spot. He fluttered near the studio, where all the other bongs were waiting for the signal to sing their little songs. The Tick-Tock Show was on the air. The timely old refrain frothed from the gleaming microphone like bubbles from champagne.
And now for the famous Tick-Tock Time Signal. Ladies, have you seen the latest Tick-Tock watch? The threat to sanity? Designed to suit the individual personality, the threat to sanity is Tick-Tock's newest contribution to the trend in women's styles. See it today, and remember, it's Tick-Tock all the time. At the sound of the gong, the time will be approximately 6:31 p.m.
The studio was silent, but the last note shimmered still and fell upon the startled ears of the bong who roamed at will. She was a dark-haired, blue-eyed note, a shapely, lovely thing, and as she floated past the bong, his eager heart took wing. They met beyond the sunset, where the sound waves touch the sky, where the azure blue and the music cue are one to the heavenly eye.
Say, where have you been all my life?
Oh, around.
Anybody ever tell you you're beautiful?
Maybe.
My name's Bong. What's yours?
You can call me Eunice.
Oh, hi, Eunice.
Hello.
I see you're filling my spot in the Tick-Tock Show.
That's right. How do you like it?
Baby, I think it's wonderful. That's nice up here, isn't it?
Lovely.
What do you say we take a little stroll along the Milky Way?
That would be nice, but I can't stay long, you know.
Sweetheart. 1 minute with you is worth an hour with anybody else.
I bet you say that to all the notes.
No, I don't, honest. Say, let's drop in at Mars and have a soda. What's your favorite flavor?
I love soprano.
Oh, me too. You ever try soprano with a little arpeggio sprinkled over?
No.
Oh, then you don't know what you've been missing. Did you say you were married?
I didn't say.
But
I'm not.
Then everything's rosy.
I don't usually let strange bongs hold my hand, you know.
Oh, who's strange? We both held down the same job, didn't we?
Yes.
Then let's be friends.
Well, all right.
That's better. Say, we could make beautiful music together.
Do you think so?
Well, sure. Let's.
All right.
Do you hear music, darling? Though we're far from everything, it seems I'm listening to the orchestra of spring. A symphony of stars, a melody that lovers hear from heavenly guitars. When you're in love, the breeze will play a violin, the moonbeams strum a lyre, and every word's a measure in the singing of a choir.
Do you hear music, darling? Though there's no musician near, the night is filled with harmony. I wonder why, my dear.
When you're in love, there's music in the atmosphere, a symphony of stars, a melody that lovers hear from heavenly guitars. When from a lyre, singing of a choir.
Eunice, can you cook as well as you sing?
Why, of course.
Oh, that's all I wanted to know. It's love at first bite.
You're really very sweet.
Can I walk you home?
If you'd like to, my father will be there now. He's the leading bong in the big clock at the corner of Main Street and Elm.
Good. I want to have a little talk with him about us.
I have to drop in at the studio first.
Okay, we'll take a medium. Hey, medium! Here we are.
Thank you.
To the big studio in the Time Building, and don't spare the racket power.
Now, love's a blinding sort of thing, as everybody knows. A man's good judgment lessens as the deep emotion grows. The bong was only tonal, after all. He couldn't see that waiting at the studio were R.J. and J.B.
Any sign of them yet, J.B.?
Not yet. Quit worrying, will you? They'll be along.
I wish I knew more about bong psychology. Do they prefer dark notes or blonde ones?
Oh, any kind, as long as they're beautiful.
She's been gone 2 hours already.
Well, how long is that? How long did it take you to fall in love with your wife?
Not very long. Once I found out she owned 40% of TikTok's stock.
Well, that's what I mean. Now quit worrying and help me watch for them.
How did you get the young lady to do this?
Well, it was easy. I promised her a week's vacation and a piano with pay. Oh, she's crazy about pianos.
Wonderful. I hear something now.
That's him.
Got your butterfly net ready?
All set.
So I went in to see old R.J. last week, Eunice, and I said, listen, you old tightwad, 30 weeks I've been in the job without a dime's raise or a day off. I'm going to take a holiday, understand? I don't give a high C whether you like it or not, R.J. I'm fed up. So then I walked out and left him with his mouth open. And the first thing I...
grab him. Grab his neck. Sit on him. Sit on him, J.
It was over in a second, and poor bewildered Bong lay breathless in the meshes, too surprised to struggle long. The master of the TikTok Co. who'd done this shameful thing was rubbing hands delightedly, as happy as a key.
How's that, J.B.? Pretty neat, eh? I got him first try. Now, you little rascal, I'm going to tell you a thing or two. You've been getting away with murder. I'll show you.
But Bong paid no attention. On his brassy face, there spread a look of deep blue tragedy that slowly turned to red. He gazed in condemnation at the note who'd lately been the absolute fulfillment of his every single dream. A pizzicato teardrop trickled down his trembling chin, and when he spoke, the brazen voice was sadder now and thin.
I get it. So all this was just a trap to get me back on the air. So You didn't mean a word you said up there.
But I did. I meant every word of it.
Don't pretend. You've done your job. Why don't you laugh, huh? Why aren't you laughing at me?
Because I did mean what I said. Why did I let them do this to you? It's so cruel.
Oh, you don't have to put on a show for me. Not now.
Can't I make you understand? Can't you see I'm sorry? I didn't know what I was doing. They promised me a week and a piano. A grand piano, and I wanted it so much. Now it doesn't matter. Nothing matters now, except that I love you. Oh, please, please believe me. I'll get you out of there somehow. I don't care if they offer me a player piano.
I believe you do mean it.
Oh, I do, I do.
In that case, everything's hunky-dory. Will you marry me?
Oh, yes.
Now?
Today.
Okay. Hey, you guys, get this butterfly net off me.
Why? How do we know you won't make another break for it?
Oh, I've got things to do. A married man's got to have a job, doesn't he?
Yes, but will you stick to it this time?
I'm going to be the best bong in this or any other time signal. Let me out of here. I'm going to a wedding.
They were joined in holy wedlock by a very reverend chime from the tower bell of First Street Church. The service was sublime. The best man was a throaty blast from the depths of a big bassoon, and the flower girls were tiny notes from a light and lilting tune. And thus was a perfect union formed, the bong and the dark-haired tone. And they lived together forevermore.
in the heart of a microphone. And now, when the TikTok show is on, the Aaron Bong is there, performing a new and sweet duet with a tone with the coal black hair.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the new and improved TikTok time signal, the only one of its kind and a feature of the TikTok show. Are you listening? At the sound of the gong, the time will be exactly 6:40, 55 and one half second p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The end of the story, One of Our Bongs is Missing. Chapter 5 in our book of radio cartoons entitled Once Upon a Tune. Ray Darby wrote the story, Morris Certain drew the musical illustrations, and the radio edition under the auspices of the Columbia Workshop is produced and directed by Carl Beyer. Joe DeSantis told our story today, and Jackie Grimes played Bong. Next Saturday, we will present the first radio interview with a ghost. Our special guests will be Henry Spook and his family. And this is the song the Spook family likes to sing when they get together in their parlor.
Once a little spook in a basement sang as he haunted merrily. Sang a song of love to his lady spook above, and this is the melody. Spookery duke, ha 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 ha, spookery fellery in a hotelery, spookery nobbery, can't you see? Spookery duke is me.
Tune in then next Saturday at the same time and hear the life story of Henry the Spook, Chapter 6 in the series Once Upon a Tune.
There's a land where the young in heart can dream their dreams forever. Set a course on your fancy's chart and let's go there together.
Saturday night is good listening with CBS. Stay tuned in now for Larry Lesser and the latest news, which you will hear over many of these same CBS stations in just a few moments. This is Sandy Becker for CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.